You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We're off to a rousing start, Browns Nation. Guess what? It's only going to get better. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You are a large part of that. Delighted to have you with us. Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura will be joining us momentarily. Nathan completing his television Mike Pettine interview. You'll see that tonight in the Mike Pettine Show. Also, check out Browns Red Zone with Dustin Fox, Mary Kay Cabot, yours truly. We'll start right after the Pettine Show at 8 o'clock. Big Browns night of programming on Sports Time Ohio. All right, we've laid out our Ohio business machine hot topics of the day for you. You've been terrific with that. Matt, let's get into Josh Gordon, because yesterday he was put in front of the media for the first time as he's able to get back to practice with the football team for the first time. So these responses you're going to hear from Gordon are from yesterday. Let's dive right into it. Josh Gordon was asked, can you have an impact right away like you did last year against Minnesota?
I definitely think I can, you know, but as regards to the coaching and how they want to implement me into the game plan, that's up to them. I want them to do what they see fit and, you know, just use me as an asset wherever is the easiest for them to do.
And that's great to hear, and it really is, and I love, as we've talked about as we open the show, hearing those comments to me says the guys will he'll be tested physically to get ready, but mm-hmm. He's mentally ready to get his game going. And as Josh Gordon continued to dive in and talk to the reporters, it says, Josh, do you feel you owe the Browns for supporting you and standing by you through your situation?
Definitely. You know, it's a lot of people I feel I owe that to. You know, my family members, friends, people that felt more embarrassed about it than the people, the city of Cleveland. As much as they are, the people closer to me feel it harder than anybody, and I feel as though I owe them as well as the Browns.
And it's a bit of humble pie, Reg.
It's great to hear. You know, said that as we started the show today, that he referenced the fans and this organization.
Yep, exactly. And again, the next snip we're going to hear, the soundbite we're going to get, is we're going to get Josh Gordon sharing if he feels that this experience changed him in some
changed
way or
me?
Another.
I mean, I wouldn't, like, as a person, it gives you more patience, I would say, you know, with certain things. You just got to be more patient. You know, everything takes time, and then when time comes around, hopefully you get the opportunity to produce.
All right, a 23-year-old to develop patience. You know, as I remember, man, I'm still not patient. I was nowhere near ready to say that I'm going to be a more patient, a more thought-provoking human being when I was 23 years old.
Right, and also, too, even more so, it's just as a professional athlete, the light that they are looked at in, and also, too, having money at your disposal. So to be patient and grow in that patience is something huge. And we really hope, again, as I said, I think he's gotten to eat some humble pie over the course of that 10 weeks, and he understands what's at stake.
Wouldn't you think if you're not able to at least be, and Josh used the word patience, but even at 23, Matt, I would think there are many times you're sitting in the house, maybe by yourself, and at least you've got to have some introspection about what you just went through, shouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the hardest part, if I were to ever be in that situation, would be me sitting at home on a Sunday and knowing, whether you watch it or not, that your friends, your teammates, your compadres, whatever you want to say, your guys are out there doing a job, conquering a mission, and you're an innocent bystander with no control
because of
some bad decision-making. So how do you fix that? Fix your decision-making. Develop that patience and understanding, and lose that entitlement that some young players have when it comes to the National Football League and how they approach it. So, but he's back, and he's got an opportunity to show
us,
you know, what he missed and what we missed as an offense.
Came back last year with Brian Hoyer, by the way, so it was connected to Hoyer. 10 catches, 146 yards, the touchdown catch on the stutter and go route against Minnesota, and along a 47 on the completion from Hoyer. And by the way, he also ran a reverse for 22 yards. So That is how Josh Gordon said, hello, NFL, in 2013 with Brian Hoyer. And are we going to see that in Atlanta? Like you said, Mike Smith's expecting it.
I'm expecting
Mike
it.
Smith, the head coach of the opposition, is expecting that.
And I would be disappointed if we didn't. The expectation has to be there because of how special he is as an athlete, and for our offense to have taken such big steps from where we were last year to where we are now.
In the question area away from the football field yesterday, we thought we'd throw this in to have some fun with you. Finally, Josh Gordon was asked, how many cars did you sell?
I was not actually there in a car selling capacity. I was there trying to learn the business of franchising a dealership.
See, now there's some introspection.
Yes.
Franchising, dealership. The NFL is very fleeting, as we know. Even if you maximize a career, you're going to be done in your early to mid-30s.
Correct.
More than likely. So, I mean, so Josh looking down the road and is about maybe having to be a car dealership owner someday.
Sure. And if that is in fact true, it's a great step. And I think that in itself, to me, in his statement, is a sense of maturity, you know, a sense of, as you said, a backup after your career is over to maintain the success that you had in a very short career in the National Football League.
All right, that's some from Josh Gordon yesterday. Best thing about it is that number 12 will be on the football field underneath the orange helmet for the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. Still to come on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to hear from Browns special team coordinator Chris Tabor when we get back. Roundtable, 2 o'clock hour. Doug Deacon will join Matt, Nathan, and me. And we've also got Fact or Fiction coming up later on. Absolutely jam-packed show of knowledge and wisdom, and I mean that coming from your guys' perspective, not necessarily from us, but we need you. 216-578-0850, and you can tweet at the show at Michael Regai, at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 57, and at Browns_daily. Lot to do. Don't go away. Give us this time out. When we get back, we'll hear from Browns special teams coordinator Chris Tabor. That's coming up next.